Hello, you're listening to the Swiss Info Podcast. I'm Susan Masika. Imagine walking around a medieval city on a warm evening. At every corner and square, there's live entertainment. You can catch a blues rock band. Oh, she got me in peace. Or an African a cappella group. Or even a bit of rap, seasoned with folk music from the Balkans. I'm talking about Buskers Burn, a street performer festival that transforms the cobblestone capital into a musical mecca.
I never played on the streets, in fact, and I really wanted to do something that is close to the people.
The band started very much as a sort of more of a street thing, and it's progressed into more of a rock show.
We'll hear more from them later. Bern is one of many international cities that celebrates the tradition of street performance with a multi-day festival. Here are the stats for Buskers Burn. 3 days, 40 acts, 145 performers, 370 shows, and 75,000 spectators. And it's not just music. There are also jugglers, acrobats, dancers, and clowns. But how do you choose when there's such a selection?
I read the program, and I choose what I like. So I really read a little bit about the groups and the music or what it is. So.
How many bands have you seen tonight?
Three.
So, how were they?
Great. Fantastic. Yeah, really.
Is this your first time at the festival?
No, it's not the first time. I'm third or, yeah, I think like third time. Yeah.
It's about the sixth or seventh time.
Wow. And you?
Yeah, the same.
So it has a fixed place in the annual calendar agenda of Bern.
And why is that?
It's very vivid, lots of people and bands you can discover.
It's my fourth, fifth time. Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you keep coming?
It's nice ambiance, nice people, nice weather today. Yeah, that's great. I like it.
There's no formal admission fee. Instead, festival goers are encouraged to pay 10 francs for a wristband and a program. It's a bargain, says Buskers Burn director Christine Weiss.
I mean, 10 francs is like half an entrance of the cinema, of a film, of a movie, and it's like two cups of coffee or two beers.
Still, a lot of people seem unwilling to chip in.
It's actually in the hands, it depends on the public if they want this festival or not. It's their responsibility. And we can't close our area. I mean, the festival area is open and access is free, but as everybody knows, nothing is for free.
The festival has a lot of expenses. Electricity, staging, team salaries, and other organizational costs, like bringing the talent to Bern. The total budget is about 750,000, financed in part by the city, by donors, and by festival goers. Weiss and her sister started the event in 2004, and it's been growing steadily ever since. Today, hundreds of groups apply for the chance to participate. People often ask Weiss if they're real buskers.
I mean, what is a real busker? A busker is a street musician, maybe from time to time, or maybe he started as a street musician, or maybe he does it just in summer, and in winter he plays in clubs, or he's doing it just for fun in some festivals in summer or some places, and then he goes back to the big stages in normal festivals.
For some of the bands, the busking aspect is completely new, like Trubus Kater, an 8-piece band from Bern. I caught up with their leader, Kutze, after a show.
I never played on the streets, in fact. And with this is my new band, and I really wanted to do something that is close to the people, and I imagined to go and play in the streets, but we asked them if we can play because nobody knew us, but yeah, they said yeah, you can come, and it was amazing, so I'm really happy to play here.
Busking was also something new for Voices of Africa.
Yeah, this is our first time, and it's like wow for us, you know, for the busking. We didn't expect this lot of people for the busking. I mean, we don't get that from South Africa, so.
Says Nomandla Halam, the leader of the South African song and dance group.
Our time in Bern is so marvelous. We are enjoying each and every moment. I mean, it's our first time here, but the reception we have got is so amazing. We are loving each and every moment.
Ditto for Athene Roberts, singer and violinist of the UK band Three Daft Monkeys.
We just love it here. I love it. The quality of the music is incredible, and the performance, that all the performers are incredible. We're beautifully looked after, and the audiences are just really vibrant and exciting.
Her Celtic Gypsy folk act was at Busker's Burn for the second time. For Brit band Willie and the Bandits, it was the first.
It's been fantastic, and they're really, really positive. So,
how does it compare to other festivals that you've played?
It's completely different, I think.
Why?
Well, you don't normally have to set your PA and then move to another stage. Normally, you know, you just turn up, play and leave, whereas this is far more roots approach to it. But the band started very much as a sort of more of a street thing, and it's progressed into more of a rock show, so it's going back to the roots a little bit.
And how's the audience?
Yeah, wicked. The audience are great. I mean, my hat's just full of money here, so they must have enjoyed it.
That was singer and guitarist Willie Edwards, referring to how each group plays at three different locations per evening. This ensures that everybody gets a fair turn at the best spots. Busker's Burn covers the travel expenses, lodging and meals of its artists, but it doesn't actually pay them for performing. That's up to the audience. At the end of each show, somebody collects money for the band.
Hello, Willie and the Bandits! It's a pleasure playing with you guys this evening in this beautiful city. You see our friend in the funny hat here? He's selling our CDs and taking the money, and he's a lovely chap.
If you ask him nicely, he does a little dance as well.
He does a little dance, yeah. He likes having his bum pinched as well, so he loves it.
And when they come around with the hat, how much should you give? I took a quick survey.
I think 5 francs. Yeah, it's okay.
I think depending how... I don't know, I just like 5 to 10 francs. I think this is better 10, but decent, yeah, right.
Oh, well, let's say 5 francs. That would be nice, of course.
Oh, it depends a lot. I mean, if you're listening to a whole concert, it's like a concert. It's like a 35, 40-minute set. Normally in a club you pay 20, 30 francs for it. I mean, I easily pay 10 francs, at least.
According to Weiss, a band can easily make 500 to 800 francs per show, which translates into 5,000 or 6,000 for the three-day festival. And what about the street musicians out on their own, without the framework of a festival? Is Bern a good place to play?
Bern has a large tradition of busking, maybe because of the arcades, maybe because of the certain cultural background of the people. But, of course, there are so many restrictions now everywhere, legal restrictions for buskers, that it's quite difficult.
Especially in some places. But she says Bern's laws are pretty average.
You have to change spot, I think, every half an hour, and you're not allowed to play more than 3 times a day, or I don't know exactly, but...
And the police really check on that?
Yeah, I think they quite, during the week, the weekend when they're busy with other stuff or when they're not in the office, they don't check it like that. I think at least, as I observe always under our big roof at the station, there are always a singer-songwriter is performing there since months and nobody tells him. But I have nothing against it. I like it.
She was talking about this guy. He didn't perform at the Busker's Burn Festival, but he always attracts a crowd near the train station.
So what's your name?
Giovanni Bassano.
And where are you from?
Italy.
And do you live in Bern?
I do live in Bern, yeah. Travel a lot, but I'm based here in Bern, actually.
And how long have you been a musician?
I started to... play guitar 20 years ago, more or less. But professionally, I've been just living by music for the last 9 years.
And you play a mix of other people's work and your own. About what's the percentage?
Yeah, well, you know, actually at the moment, like especially on the street, I do a lot of mostly covers. I don't play much on my... I still got to work more on my... I wrote a lot of songs, but I still, you know, like on the street, it's so much easier when you play covers that people gather around. But I know that I... I would like to have reached a point of doing 50-50, something like that.
And so you busk here in Bern. What other countries have you been a street musician in?
Oh, well, many countries, almost 20 countries, actually, you know, like mostly in Europe, but I've also been in the US. That was in 2008, but I'm planning to go back sometime soon. But in Europe, I've been like playing mostly in Amsterdam, Holland, Dublin, Glasgow, Copenhagen, Helsinki, Prague for the last year and a half. And then after Prague, I moved to Bern. But there are many other cities on the way. But these are the main ones that I've been playing.
And how does it work? I mean, do you need a permit in some of these places? What happens when you show up in a new city and you want to play a few songs?
Oh, well, actually, it depends. Every city has different regulation. Like right now, I just got a permit for Hamburg. I'm going to play that for the next, I think, 3 months, something like that. I will play that for a while, and that's a regular permit. Some other cities, they don't have a specific regulation. Some others, they have it, but they're more flexible. So it's always different, actually. So.
And how much does a permit cost?
Depends. Like, it depends of the city. In Hamburg, it's quite expensive, but it's worth, I think. I still got to play there, so I still have to see how it goes. But
how expensive is expensive?
260 euro, if you want to know, but that's an example. I'm sure other places have got different fee. When I was in Amsterdam, it was 50 euro, so it's always different. Okay. You never know, but it's all right. You can make it back, you know.
And here in Switzerland, do you need a permit?
Well, you don't need it, but it's technically you're allowed to play, but there's specific law about it. Like, you know, you can play only once a week. You have to play for 30 minutes, then you should move, change location, and not allowed to play on a Sunday. So Switzerland has a lot of rules, but, you know, people are really nice, so they really like what I'm doing, so I'm really grateful, really.
And have you ever been told, though, okay, sir, you've had your half hour, time to move on?
Well, you know, like, you're not allowed to use a speaker, you know, that's the thing.
Okay.
That should be a secret, you know. But they are like so technically you can't play with a speaker. But they are so nice. They so like my music that sometimes it's okay. But I've been fined already 3 times.
How much does the fine cost?
Every time it's getting double, you know, like.
But I mean, how serious is it? Are we talking 400 francs or?
Well, the first I was 60, then it went 120, then I got 240. The next one would be 480. But so far, they haven't sold me yet. I hope it's gonna stay like this. I mean, it's called a risk of. It's called like a company risk. You know, like that's what it's called.
How much time a week do you devote to playing music?
Well, it depends, like, because I don't play only in Bern. I travel a lot, so it happens that I play in other countries in other situations. So it's always different. But during the high season, I try to play there as much as I can.
And so do you have another job in addition, a day
job? No, that's my job. That's all I'm doing.
And on a good night, how much do people get?
That's not really something we should talk about, like, because I don't do only this. I also play for events, weddings, and other situations. So it's like it's always different, you know. Like it's let's say enough for living anyway. That's I can survive out of it. So it's like, you know, I mean I don't get rich, you know. Don't get me wrong, but I can finance my trip and my things. So it's like you know, let's try to do my best.
And I've done my best to give you a glimpse of the busking scene in Bern. Visit us at swissinfo.ch for more Swiss culture and news. Thank you for listening, and thank you to studio technician Daniel Wheeler. I'm Susan Masika.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you.